what's to come. Orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the Rook Week. You've made it through Friday night. You've made it through our technical difficulties, through to the show that supports your spoken word art addiction. It's World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your host and poet extraordinaire, G. Todd Underhill. And on my left-hand side and right-hand side, filling in for Michael Amade on co-host duties, and also our technical producer, he is the Half Squatch.
Good evening.
Good evening. What was that?
I don't know. Anybody listening live, we're dropping packets again, so we're having the same experience that we had last week. However, the archive will still be just as fine as it always has.
Beautiful.
So,
I've never seen so many error messages since we broke into the UC Santa Cruz computer and crashed our main. Wait. I wasn't supposed to say that. Yeah.
Maybe.
Go banana slugs. All right. So that's the type of night we're having. We do want to let you know if you want to support our show. We put on a poetic forum for people worldwide. We want you to have the ability to be a part of this. You can go to our store, buy products you'd normally buy at no extra cost for you. We get a small kickback. It helps fund the show. Also, if you just want to do a one-time donation or a recurring donation, there is a donation box on the lower right-hand side of our website. I'm sure you saw it on the way in. Check it out there. It uses PayPal. It's very easy. Aside from that, we're about poetry here. We want 1 to 5 minute long poetry. If you have a good flow going, we're not going to stop you.
It could be shorter, too.
Yeah, it can be shorter.
Okay.
We do want free of any hate speech.
Yes.
We don't want the magical F-bomb.
That is correct as well.
And those are really the only two things that'll kick you off our show.
I think so, yeah. That's about it.
So, 5 unique callers. Let's just go ahead and get right to the poets. 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or you can use Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, we've got poetic justice going on. We've got actually 5 great callers lined up. I'm excited. It's Friday night. Our family reunion. A beautiful thing. So let's not delay any further.
Oh, okay.
Shall we go back to shall we go out to California for our first caller?
I think we should.
All right. Please welcome from Southern California. She is Boston.
Hello, Boston.
Hey.
Hey, yeah. Welcome aboard.
Hey.
Glad you joined us. I know that we've got some technical issues. I'm glad you got through.
Yes. We do, unfortunately.
That's all right. The archive's going to be great.
Okay, good. It's funny because I have one. I have Houston. We've got a problem. But
that would be fitting.
Yeah, but I don't want to read that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, this one was part of... It's called the 2016 Winter Park Paintout International.
Okay.
And what we had to do was, have you heard of that?
I've not.
Okay. There were 60 entries, and they have like 3 amazing or 4 amazing poets judging us. And we had to reserve it. And then they had artists around the world, I guess, paint a painting that week. And then we had to find a painting and then write to it. So it's been close to maybe 10-plus days, and we're still waiting.
Okay.
So it's pretty exciting because you get some major people reading your stuff.
Really
intense.
So
my painting, it is intense. The painting is by Mary O. Smith, and she called it Breaking It Down. And what it is, it's a broken down home, tree lined. And she made it look beautiful, but I looked at it and thought of people who lost their homes during the whole issues we had a few years ago, and just dreams that were obliterated.
Okay.
And we could do 20 lines. If we did 30, they wouldn't be happy. So they're long 20 lines. Okay. I know, right? I can't write short. Okay, here we go. Mine is called Door of Love Opened Wide. Breathless existence debris its innocence. Shutters cry unattended with blanketed sighs. Bygone years brushed away fabled lullabies as passionate strokes feathers fears of forgottenness spoke. Cottage scenes once casting spells over its enamored tomorrows as yesterday yields picturesque dwells of humbleness borrowed. Flashing streams, urban leans, storybook endings, broken down dreams. Fragmented patterns, withering to tattered, reflecting that life once truly did matter. Pleasures gleaned, no longer glisten, lingering thoughts, laughter's cry. Quietness now resides. Countless measures, hushed and denied, all but hidden inside. While forlorn reasoning whispers their final goodbyes. Let it go. Let it be. How do I let go? Let go of me. As the sun still shines, waning on its wood primed of softness, sweetness understood, memories serene have filleted one's heart. If only I could restore that which has been depleted, torn apart. Imprisoned to paint you whole, without worn-out seams, wayward beams, woeful themes, separations faithfully redeemed, souls coalesced, tree-line caressed, flowered stills, life fulfilled, refreshed. And still with sage contentment as she parades at will, as open-air colors you bright with the masquerade's quill. Sadly, my artistry's haven is in need of much more than a touch-up of a seasoned erased and poem. Are you there?
We're there. We just had a slight delay as we got everything turned back on and ready to go. I got to say, that poem brought to mind, I was a firefighter up in Montana, and there was a big forest fire. I had no intention of actually being on it. It just sort of happened. There's certain certifications you're supposed to have, and I didn't have that certification, and I just ended up on the rig. Not going to go into the full story on that. But anyway, long story short is we were doing the teardown of the fuel around these people's houses, and to see them pack up everything they valued and split, and for us to be there to fight for their dreams, I was just like, wow. And made us fight that much more hard.
So that was it. I mean, one person said it was sad, and I go, well, it was sad because it was a hard time, and that's why I had urban leans. But when I looked at the painting, she painted it with her masquerade quilt as being beautiful. And to me, it was like, you know, when you have a young couple and they just have all these dreams of lullabies and just like the perfect ending, and everything is supposed to be perfect, and then everything is broken down. And you want so badly to put things back together as if they were never broken. So it's like the wayward beams, because in the picture, if you look up, if you Google Mary O. Smith, Breaking It Down, you'll see her painting. You can see beams inside, and it's just tattered, you know? And it's like there was so much hope in there, but I still think there's hope there. So I always think there's hope. So there you go.
Awesome. Thank you, Boston, for sharing that with us.
You're welcome. My pleasure. And Houston, I still have a problem, but we can share that at another time.
Yeah. You know, there's always the return engagement.
Well, I know, but I have another one that's really cool. That's really, it's like metaphorically crazy, and the prompts were all over the place. And, of course, I'm like the overdrive challenger, and I use every single prompt in my poem.
Beautiful.
So I go from being a person who serves shots to a limo to a nymphomaniac who's a ghost who's chandeliers and, I don't know, limo drivers and everything. So, yeah.
Nice. I'm looking forward to it already.
I know, it's crazy. All right.
That was Boston. That was Boston on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Oh man, you're right on top of things tonight, brother.
Mm-hmm. Well, I try.
No slacking there at all.
Maybe a little.
Okay.
I'm a little.
It's Friday night.
A little delayed.
You can be a little relaxed.
The technical issues bother me because they always bother me.
They always have bothered you as long as I've known you.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm okay as long as things are running smoothly. The minute something goes wrong, I think about cannibalism.
Just
no, that's
Michael.
There. That's
what I was
going
to say. That's Michael, only if we're trapped in the studio.
Oh, that's true. All right, we do have another caller calling all the way from India. Please welcome Bonnie. Hello, Bonnie.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to our show.
Yeah, hi.
I'm glad you made
Thank
it through.
Nice being back. Sorry?
No, I said it was nice. I'm glad you made it through.
Yes. I'm actually on a vacation, and I was sure that I should make it up today.
Awesome. So what are you going to share with us?
Yeah, I have a poem on mother. This was created by me when my son was... In his ninth month in my womb.
Okay.
And it was very blissful for me. So I put all my love and affection for my baby and write this poem. I'll go ahead.
All right.
Mother womb, the bonding. Blooming in the garden of my womb. Buds of joy and roses of sparkle, you bequest unto me. Twisting and dancing in joy, giving me the pleasure of bearing you everywhere I go. You are offering me new challenges in existence. You are driving me with hopes and new dawns. This is time I grow in thought and spirit to gather many a treasure for your coming into my world. Into a banyan tree, I shall grow my branches, engrossing all the sunlight into my soul. I energize my metal to leap boundaries and dive into the deep oceans to find the pearls for your life. Celebrating every moment with you is the essence of my joy. Every child is a blessing to its mother. Every mother grows new treasures by giving birth. She grows wiser and mighty. Wrapped in love and cared with warmth, child becomes father of man. And this is true, divine blessing with no disguise. The child born 10 months in joy, twisting and turning in mommy's womb, to every mother is womanhood to the fullest. And I love my son so much.
So I got to ask, Vani, how old is your son now?
He is 5 years and 4 months.
Aww.
A naughty little fellow.
You need to save that for him for when he becomes an adult and let him see that.
Yeah, but he's very lovable, affectionate, very, very understanding for his little age.
It's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's right in the age where all they want to do is please mommy and daddy. He'll be a teenager soon enough. Enjoy these years.
Yes, that's true. The years which he spends most time with his parents and his family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You are very blessed, Bonnie. Thank you for sharing on our show. That was very beautiful.
Thank you. Lovely day.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. That was Bonnie on World Poetry Open Mic. The next evolution in poetry radio.
I'm not there. Long ball.
Playing the long ball.
Oh.
You drive for show, you putt for dough.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. I don't
know.
Oh,
my goodness.
Don't know.
You don't
this
know?
Has been one of those
weird
freaky
days.
I woke up into a freaky day, and it's just been crazy ever since.
Well, it is Friday the 13th for us.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, I go to Starbucks drive-thru on my way to work. Now, mind you, we allot for enough time.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, they screw up our order, and they're like, oh, we're going to have to park you. And then they forgot that they had to remake our order, so I was late for work, starting off my day.
Oh, boo.
That's right.
Okay.
They made it up to me tonight on the way over here.
That's good.
Yeah.
Same place?
Same place.
Okay.
All right. We do have another caller lineup. Please welcome, calling all the way from Connecticut. She is Barbara. Barbara?
Let's see. I have that up. I have her connected. She's the only one connected.
Barbara.
Barbara.
All right, we're going to go ahead and, okay, and put her on hold. We'll go to our next caller. Please welcome from Michigan, he is Dennis.
Hello, Poetry Open Mic.
Hello, my brother. Thank you for jumping in a pinch. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine. Yeah, things are going real well for me, and I have no complaints.
You know, I feel very blessed. I actually got to talk to you twice this week, and you don't know it, but we're actually going to speak in about 24 hours, too.
All right. All right. Are you ready for me?
We are ready. What do you have to share for us, brother?
All right. I have a poem this evening. The title is Sailing Day, and it's written in the monotetra form. It starts like this. The sails are set, the wind is right. As man and nature reunite, we glide along in pure delight. It does excite. It does excite. The winds we face with leeward sail, the gulls above our path surveil and urge us on with gentle wail. We shall not fail. We shall not fail. We're sailing under azure blue. The wind is constant as it blew. Each time we sail, adventure new. Excitement grew. Excitement grew. Across the sea, across the foam, we let imaginations roam. As daylight fades, the shores we comb and head for home, and head for home. The end.
Very well done, Dennis. You rocked that monotetra form.
Well, thank you. That came together pretty well, and I was happy with it. And there are so many wonderful forms that we can use for expression, and that's just one of many.
Yes, and if you want to check out Dennis's work, definitely check him out. He's on all the poetry sites as Haiku Bless You, correct?
Yeah, Haiku Bless You.
Yes, I love that. I love that moniker, by the way. All right, so we will hopefully hear from you during the return engagement, my brother.
I'm afraid I won't be able to do that this evening. I have an early up tomorrow morning, so I'm just going to have to let this be my one read for the evening. But I'm looking forward to catching you next Friday, that's for sure.
We'll talk to you next Friday, and we'll talk to you sometime tomorrow too, brother.
All right, please do that, and I'll get off right now, and I'll bid you all God bless.
God bless Dennis. That was Dennis White on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Where was I going with that?
I don't know. That was getting a little weird.
And no, I'm not being like any politician and making fun of anybody. I was really tongue-tied. Yes, exactly. Just like that. Forgot you had that button. Uh-huh. Thank you for...
Not a problem. I'm glad to remind you of things.
Momentous occasion with us, yes. All right.
So, got a question.
We're going to try Barbara again.
Try Barbara?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Hello, Barbara.
Barbara, are you with us?
Hello?
Hey, you're with us. I'm sorry we had to, we came to you, you were nowhere to be found, so we went to Dennis, and now you're back in.
You're back.
So.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I hear you on the thing now.
Okay, you want to turn down your listening device?
There is nothing on my listening device, really. It just keeps going in and out, and sometimes I get this, oh, is an error. It's very disturbing. It says it's offline. You guys have got to get this together. This is really bad.
Okay, we're working on it.
Hello?
We're working on it.
Did I lose you?
No, you didn't lose us.
Oh, my God, I lost them.
She muted. Barbara.
Yeah.
You muted us.
We're no, here. I didn't.
Okay. You're still here.
We've got you.
No, I did not. I did not mute. Oh, okay. I muted
okay.
You're okay.
Okay, am I okay?
Yeah.
Yes, you're fine.
Nobody's talking to me, so I didn't know whether or not.
No, we were talking to you.
Are you calling in on a cell phone?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No. No, I'm on my land phone, but the thing is that the reception is so awful. It might even be translating to my phone. I don't know.
I think it's anyway, the reptilian race. They're trying to put a squelch on our radio show. But that's all right. We're going to overcome the reptilians. Well, do you have poetry for us?
Yes, I do. I'm reading the poem that won the prize. It won an award in the Nassau County Poet Laureate Society Annual Poetry Contest, and I will be accepting that award tomorrow.
Nice.
And reading this poem tomorrow. So I wish other people could hear it. I hope other people can hear it.
They will on the archive.
Okay. So it's called Searching for Me. In the hazy moments between wake and sleep, I miss you. The texture of your beard, the hazel-eyed sharpness of your gaze on mine, the sound of soft snores, the circle of your arms, the place on your chest chiseled from years to fit my head and soaked with tears when life overstepped its boundaries, the quiet moments backed with sounds of jazz or rock, and the joy of your smile washing my day with bright vermilion. You swept me into the tornado of your life, and I held on tight, a willing passenger, as we careened, giddy and eager as it swirled. And I drifted in its debris as you swallowed it all. And now I must search for the pieces of me. End poem.
No wonder it's an award winner. Very well written.
Yeah, can I hear you?
I just said no wonder it's an award winner. Very well written.
Thank you. I didn't hear that.
That's all right.
I don't know if anyone's hearing anything in the chat room, really. It's just, we're on the air. Nobody knows whether or not I went, so they hardly heard my poem. But hopefully everybody will listen in archives. And, I think Boston is hearing me.
Oh, awesome.
So I'll try and post some pictures of the award ceremony on the WPOM Poets and Friends.
Looking forward to it, Barbara. I hope you enjoy it in well-deserved award.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a real, surprise to me, and especially this poem. So I didn't think this poem, really was anything, but, you never know.
You just write them out, and sometimes people like them, sometimes people don't. I leave all that to the people to sort out themselves. I write them because I need to write them, and then put them away or post them and whatever. So
yep. Okay, I'm gonna get off the.
All right, Barbara. I thank you very much. Hopefully, we'll hear from you during the return engagement.
Yes, and Cynthia's going to read one of my poems there, too, if she stays on. I don't know, it's so depressing here.
Well, you know, we're keep trying, we're troubleshooting, so just bear with us.
I know. Okay. All right, talk to you guys later.
Bye. Talk to you soon, Barbara. That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. We got Boston in, we got Vonnie in from India, we got Barbara, we skipped over Barbara for a moment and got Dennis. That means there's only one caller left in this segment.
That there is.
Let's go all the way to British Columbia. Please welcome Cynthia.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Thank you. So with spring in the air, I have a bittersweet heartache love poem.
All right.
So this is called The Summer We Never Had. In the summer we never had, there is time for endless evenings of coffee and poetry amid the spark of fireflies in the city heat. As voices from late night gatherings on porches drift in open windows, I no longer pretend you're in my room just to study. We are no longer pending on outside approval, only the potential we elevate in each other. In the summer we never had, I don't have to be anything more than I am, and it doesn't matter that my hair finds its way into dreadlocks. There is red wine and passion, daisies that last the night. My single bed is luxurious enough, and I never have to get over you. I taste forever how it would have been and never let you go. End poem.
Very well done, Thank Cynthia.
You. Thank you.
Always a fan of your work. I thank you for sharing on our show. I thank you for all that you do for poetry worldwide.
Oh, I love being a part of this and looking forward to the next segment.
Awesome. And you're going to share during the return engagement. I hear you're going to be doing a Barbara Erindrew cover.
Exactly. She also wrote a beautiful inspirational poem about heartache, so I thought they'd go together well.
Okay.
All right. That'd be awesome. I thank you, and we will talk to you very soon.
Okay, take care.
That was Cynthia on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Trying something new with my microphone.
Uh-oh.
So, let's try something.
Re-angling it, huh?
Yeah. Let's try something new with poetry, too, something, a form I've never done before. Oh. However, it might seem a bit familiar, because we had a regular on our show named Tate that would write in this type of form.
Oh.
And this is entitled, I wrote it Tuesday, it's entitled Eternal Love. Place your lips upon my neck, irresistible, warm and wet. Give me a kiss, just a peck. Watch the sunset, have no regret. Please softly caress my hand, whisper you love me in my ear. Upon the pier we both stand, we're standing here, love's crystal clear. And within the setting sun, my security drops to null. To know that you were the one, my life's not dull, you make it full. My beauty I can't resist, I'm grateful for all you gave. It is for you that I exist, something I'll save beyond the grave. And that was Eternal Love.
Very nice. Thank you. Thank you. Really good.
You know, I swore up and down, and I'm like, Tate, I'll try that form. And Tuesday I'm at work, and I'm like, today is that day. So.
Doesn't take long for you.
No, it doesn't. What, that was 2 years ago? 3 years? Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so that'll do it. We're not doing submissions because Michael is such a vital part of our team. He needs to do the submissions.
To be that voice.
Yeah, to be that voice.
Yeah.
The voice for the poets that d- don't want to call in.
And I would read them, but believe me, you really don't want me to read your poetry. No, it doesn't sound...
We respect poetry here. We absolutely don't want to put your... I'm just kidding.
No, you're right. We don't want to. Certain poems I can get out, but...
But if it's a PSA,
oh,
hell
man.
No. I'm totally
it's
kidding.
Take forever.
So, all the poems are gone. I read one. Let's go ahead and load up 5 unique callers. So if you've not called our show yet, dial us at 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or you can use Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic, all one word. C.W. McCall coming in like a stadium announcer through my headset. That was amazing volume, brother.
Well, I try sometimes.
Well, you know, if they can't hear on the broadcast, we might as well crank it up to
that's
11,
right?
We're
going to crank it to 11 on the rebroadcast.
There you go.
She's going to blow out all the speakers.
There you go. I'm all about that.
It'd be so weird to hear a voice, just straight voice, blow out a speaker.
Wouldn't that be like, I don't know, Enya type voice or?
No. Background music, nothing. Just coming through these microphones as they are, and that volume must be crazy high to blow out a speaker.
Yeah, it would be. All right, so we did get 5 more callers, which means we do another segment of unique Woo-hoo! Callers after this. And I'm glad we filled it up. We've got some great poets online again, so let's just get right back into the poetic action. Please welcome our first caller for this segment from Kentucky. He is Philip.
Howdy, fellers.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I am doing reasonably well. I cannot complain. I've got food in my belly, a roof over my head, blank pages to fill, books to read. You know, what more could I ask for?
What more? Yeah, you couldn't really want anymore, could you?
No, I don't really think I could. Well, maybe. It depends. You know, what are the limits of my wishes? So,
well,
before we go there.
I'm sure if I found a genie's lamp, I'm sure one of my wishes would be unlimited notebooks.
Right. And a harem for gals to bring me my empty notebook so I can begin my day's work.
You don't have harems doing it now for you? We need to talk, brother.
What's that,
sir? I said, you don't have harems doing it for you now? We need to talk.
I know, right? Absolutely.
Right.
Yes, sir.
This is week number 3 that we do not have Michael here, and I think we're going to change the name of the show to World Poetry Open Micless.
Right. Oh, yes. Well, I know he's been under the weather, and I have actually been in contact with him via Facebook, and he let me know that he is pretty sure, all things being equal, knock on the proverbial wood, that he will be returning next Friday.
I'm hoping he does.
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah, I am too.
His presence is missed. However, I am using his chair as a coffee holder. I've got my feet propped up on his side of the desk. But he is truly missed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I hope it wasn't anything serious. I certainly don't want to pry, but I know that he was certainly under the weather. I saw some of the images, and, yeah, he looked worse for the wear at that moment. So,
yeah, he's had a rough couple of weeks, and I'm sure that when he's ready to tell people, he will tell people. But yeah, he's on the mend now, making strides.
Well, good, yeah. Yeah, he sounded quite a bit better today. And I hope this is okay for anyone who's interested in the archive. Boy, that shows my own vanity right there. I hope it's okay to voice a very brief correction. I read a poem last week where I said something about Kaluza Klein connect the dots in the poem that was titled The Self-Ascribed Autodidact.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What I meant was, and I'm going to mispronounce this, I meant Kalabi Yao connect the dots. I'm sure there are probably maybe 100 people in the world who might know what that difference is, but that's what I get for, you know, going through old poems and not correcting my own self. But I made a correction on my own Facebook page. So anyhow, quantum physics, there you go.
Well, see, that's the great thing about radio is nobody dies. Well...
get bored to death, yeah, but...
Nobody dies on the radio.
There you go.
Yeah, that's true, right? and also just let me... I'm not complaining in any way. Do we have a return engagement, or do we fill up the five slots?
We filled up the five slots, so we're going to be doing another unique segment. And I did see a couple people trying to get through, so we may have another good segment after this one, too.
Okay, well, that's good. Cheers. I'm happy to hear that, and thank you for informing me. And I will get to it now. Relatively short title, and here we go, fellers. Trials and errors regarding my personal ontology. And here's the poem proper. Grown old, shy and resigned, maintaining a quiet solitude, removed from the world's cacophonous noises, politics, and daily strife. Alive in the silence of these white pages, dirtied by inky words, smudged into attempts at something wondrous and beautiful. Days that come and go and fade like anonymous paintings. The mind-body problem pleasingly addressed by all the natural solemnity that will outlast us. Seasons assessed as time signatures for music played on instruments of tall, wind-blown grasses, scented with green cleanliness, rain and its light or hard percussion, reverberating roads I'll never travel. Sometimes I hold books in severed hands that seemingly belong to someone else. Unknown residents who crowd my head, shuffling aimlessly on calloused feet across my echoed and hollow brain pan, where once a child's voice whispered angelic secrets about heaven. And there it is, fellers. I really appreciate your patience and your kindness.
Patience, kindness, you know, give what you get, brother. And I thank you for sharing with our show and sharing with the world your work.
Oh, and thank you for, giving me a platform and all my fellow poets a platform to share their work. So cheers. I look forward to the return engagement. And until then, I say cheers to all of you.
Cheers to you, brother.
All right.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Right on. Philip throwing down. I love those Kentucky poets.
Yeah. They ain't too shabby.
We have some good poets here in Colorado, too.
Yes, we do.
You should go to one.
Okay.
All right. How about Chris Fox?
Sounds great.
Hey, how's it? Hello.
Hello. Welcome to our show, my friend.
Yeah, I really enjoy talking to you guys.
We enjoy talking with you. We enjoy talking with you as well.
Well, right on.
Can you hear me?
Cut out. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, brother.
Oh, wonderful. Very good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fabulous. Hearing some great poetry tonight from all over the world, all over the country. And I know you're not going to disappoint us either.
Oh, absolutely not. I can't wait to hear it all in the archives. But, yeah, I got a poem for you guys.
All right.
How free are we when I fear my calls, not knowing who is listening or if what I say is wrong? Everything I do, cataloged for someone new, has to sell me for my habits. If this is freedom, I will not have it. How free are we if I'm scared to walk about, that I might get stopped and beaten if I shout, or record a transgressor while they in the act? What is freedom if I can't do that? How free are we if we vote for two men? It's better than one, just conditioned to not see the others. You see, another country's news runs the educated debate. It's a shame the majority wouldn't understand it anyway. How free are we if we are always at war? I know it protects us, but there has to be more. Like, what caused that situation there? Is it something we did 50 years ago and didn't care? How much money are people even making off that? Feeding imps, it's a big trap. How free are we when the world says enough, rises up, tired of getting trumped, like their vote counts as a tenth of ours? It's a sad state to live in if you're behind them but don't see the bars. Thank you.
Very well done. Some of the word choice in there made me chuckle, too. I like it.
Thanks, man.
Very witty, my friend.
Hope you guys have a good night, and sorry you guys are dealing with all the technical difficulties.
Well, we shall overcome, my friend.
Are you able to see the chat?
I've seen it going in and out. My internet's kind of shoddy as well.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to get to busy on this, trying to fix it over the next couple weeks, maybe next week, hopefully.
Yeah.
Right on. I look forward to it.
All right.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, you guys have a great night.
You as well. That was Chris on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Well. Great poetry from Kentucky, from Colorado. Let's go to Missouri.
All right.
Or as I call it, misery. Please welcome Sinister Spittle.
Evening, fellas. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing, brother?
I'm all right. Not bad.
Hadn't heard from you in a couple. I'm glad you called back our show.
I missed you last few weeks. Huh?
I was just saying, I hadn't heard from you in a couple. I'm glad you called our show.
Yeah, I'm glad to catch you. I've had a couple weeks, weekends worn out and bed more than anything, so... But I made sure I was going to be up tonight. Wanted to get hold of you guys, get on. I got a question for you.
Sure.
I don't have anything really long, but I got two short ones that are kind of one. Let me read it. Can I read them both back to back? Or?
Our rule is we do one poem per phone call. Okay. But do this. Share one and then call back for our return engagement and share the other one, and I'd love to hear them both.
All right. Well, let's start in order then. That'll work. Okay. I was just figuring out how we do it. I'd like to do both of them. I'm in that kind of mood today. Fire and stones. I stand here becoming impervious to you, the general deterioration of your virtue and soul, like watching the implosion of magnificent architecture. A subtle beauty brought down by insanity, frustration, losing moments. Flickers of the firefly caught by hand, you watch the fading glow, tragic sadness, splashing your hopes for a nightlight standing, free in a window to guide you home, unlock doorways. Can you stand the maddening rush of silence through chaos, the overlapping distance reigns? Are the memories all that we shared and cared? Broadening the distance with impending glares, bring of sorrow. Is this to be the end of our resolve? Throw out decisions that were never made? Too weak and powerless to convert a positive surge. I'm inside out with apathetic stability. Change coming? Or shall we close this curtain for good? Unplug the lights on our backdrop stages. There's just lost interest in variants of aging, already grown older than my identification. Shack out the purpose, for better or worse, lacing collisions. I dream of us with newfound beginnings to restart a life truly living. Blissful our weary eyes and broken hearts mending, a conclusion of truly analytical living, tower inferno. Let us rebuild beyond the walls broken, put there to hide it, forget it, past regression. Yearning to live for the present, learn not live in the destruction. When tempers emerge, wrecking ball, conclusion. Concussions set launching. Why is it my attempt to transform is lost, unrecognized when anger is flaunt? Our words of rage explodes upon engaging. The blast is so ferocious, left one leg standing, dark times. The cuts are seldom, the scars remain, wish they'd cleanse in years turning. Quicker and faster still it flies, and still rain gets in, runs down your eyes, through my soul raging. Is there a chance for recalibration, collaboration? Cast aside the stones and rekindle the fires dwindling. That'd be part one. We'll get to the other one later on.
That's good.
Very good. Already looking forward to part two.
I'm getting a little better at reading my stuff. This is only the third time I've ever done it in front of anybody besides my wife. So.
You're improving, and it's notable, and you're going to be a force to be reckoned with when it comes to spoken word art before no time, brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, I'm going to keep calling blindly as I clip in and clip out, but I know you guys are going to take care of it. I look forward to talking to you later, right?
All right.
Yeah, oh, and Sinister, if you actually see the chat, what I'll do
yeah,
is...
I, I can see the chat.
Okay. So I think Michael is actually listening to the show. He's just, you know, not well enough to be here. But I'm going to ask him to post into the chat room when to call. Okay. So that way you'll know when to call. And we'll tell them, you know, it's return engagement or whenever. But we'll let y'all know the best way we can, okay?
Right on.
All right.
Right on. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon. That was Sinister Spittle on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Or not.
Or not.
Maybe we'll go far. Twice?
Wow. Two for the price of one.
That's right. Got to make up for certain things.
And the way that you got them both to curve two different directions.
Awesome, isn't
in
it?
In that just quick of throws. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Surprised it didn't collide midair. Yeah.
Woo. All right. No, I am surprised it didn't collide in the midair either. It's pretty good.
Because your right arm is stronger than your left arm.
Well, certain aspects of it, yes.
All right, we're going to say that for the next After Dark segment, but we do have more callers on the line. Please welcome from Washington, she is Annette.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to our show.
It scared me. I wasn't expecting to be up this quick.
Sorry.
I have that effect on a lot of women. I scare them.
We can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
I know we're having technical issues. We're going to try and troubleshoot it. We may end up having to go back to our old broadcaster. Not sure what's going to happen yet. But
is there, Boston requested if you guys could play the music when we're on the next one.
We
if
do play the music.
If you could put it on the chat.
We will.
Type it in the chat. Now call in now or something.
When we do the return engagement, we will announce that as well, yes.
Is that next?
No.
You're even breaking up from here.
No, we are not doing the return engagement next.
Okay.
We will make sure to post it into the chat.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I missed you guys last Friday. It was my birthday.
Oh,
well, happy birthday.
Sweet 16 and never been kissed. I understand. It's all right.
Actually, I was an Amtrak virgin. I went on the Amtrak train down to Portland.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
For the day with a couple of friends, Justin and Josh. And Justin knew the conductor, and he whispered to the conductor of my birthday, and I was an Amtrak virgin, and these old people on there heard, and every time I walked through the car, they sang happy birthday to me.
Nice. Now, did you get to tour the tunnels underneath Portland while you were there?
Pardon me?
Did you get to tour the tunnels underneath Portland while you were there?
Tour underneath?
Yeah, there's a series of tunnels underneath Portland where they used to Shanghai people and keep them for, like, ransom or whatever. And they do actually give tours of them.
No, I didn't even know that.
Oh, something there's for you to do the next time you're in Portland.
There's underground Seattle, but I didn't know that there was underground Portland.
Portland is always trying to keep up with Seattle. Yes, they've got underground Portland as well.
Well, let me tell you, their transit system down there is awesome. Except the operators are not smooth with their starting and stopping. That was the only complaint I had about their transit system. Other than that, you can go anywhere.
Yes, so, you can.
It was fun. I had a good day. Went to lunch and saw, you know, people watched. Saw a bunch of funny people and rode the tram and went to the bookstore, the Powell bookstore, that four-story bookstore down there.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like the tattered cover here in Denver.
Right. You could spend hours in there. And we went to the candy store. I can't remember the name of that. But, I've never rode one of the trains like that. I mean, I've rode the light rail trains here, And the Sounder train, which is like a commuter train, it's heavy rail, but I've never rode like Amtrak anywhere. So that's what I wanted to do for my birthday. So we did that. It was all day thing. I had fun.
Great experience. So, do you have a poem you'd like to share with us?
I do. Let me find it here. Okay. This one, it's a little dark. Kind of pertains to nightmares.
Okay.
And it's called The Echo Keeps on Moving. Silence. Broken by blood-curling screams. You've been in my nightmares, not my dreams. I wake shivering, cold and clammy, blinded by injustice that's so uncanny. Still, I can hear that devil's echo to finish me off and feast on my marrow. It's never-ending, ricochets off my skull. His heckles reaching deep, it's never dull. So with that, the echo keeps moving. My nightmares return. On me, he's consuming. That's the end.
Very well done. And you're right, a little bit dark, but not overly dark.
I don't usually rhyme either. I usually write free verse, but that one has rhymes in it.
Well, that's the cool thing about poetry. You can try different things, and if they work for you, great. If not, that's fine, and you can mix and match as you need.
That's right.
It's kind of like a paper doll when you're a kid and you're playing with the different outfits. And yeah, some of them look ridiculous, but hey, what the heck, right?
Right, just like real people.
Yeah. Yeah, if you could see the way I'm dressed now with my big clown pants and my Western pullover shirt. Yep.
Is it nice there where you guys are at? It's been beautiful here.
It's been beautiful this week so far.
So far. We're supposed to have rain this weekend.
So.
Typical Colorado Springs.
I think we are, too.
Yeah.
I think we are, too. But they never get it right here, so.
Yeah, they hit and miss here, too.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you get on to, I think, caller 5.
Yep.
Caller 5. You're absolutely right.
And then if you could type in the little chat box there.
Not a problem. Yep, not a problem.
Okay,
I will let you all know.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you, Annette.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was Annette on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right.
So in case you can hear pretty clear in the YouTube, I just wanted to let you all know that I have gone ahead and joined into the chat area. I'm not streaming. I'm streaming, but I'm not recurring, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So the audio isn't playing through. But I am in the chat. I will be posting when to call in. So pay attention, because it'll probably go by fast, but...
That's all right.
It'll be okay.
Now, we do have one more caller left.
One more.
They're more than just a number to us. They are not caller 5.
No.
They are Andy from Florida.
That ain't working. Okay, so.
Andy.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the air with us.
Here. I'm on the air right now. Am I? Uh-oh.
Yep.
I'm on. How are you? I better make sure this is off, though, because I can't hear a darn thing.
Well, you know. That seems to be going around tonight.
Okay, well, I'm great. I'm bringing you a ghost tonight. How do you like that?
I like that.
Yeah, I figured you didn't have enough trouble, so you might as well have some sort of apparition going around really driving you nuts.
We were talking. It was Friday the 13th. We've got Bogans in the studio. We need a ghost, and we've already got our half squatch, so we're okay.
Well,
maybe an abduction and probing.
It's a she-ghost, and I'm going to tell you what her name is in just a little tiny bit. How's that sound?
That sounds
good.
Okay. So anyway, the title of this is called She Shivers in My Head. I am not scared of my ghost. She is my someone else, my transparent stranger. Well, sometimes maybe she causes panic. She knows me better than I know myself. And... She's stronger than I am. She lives in my closet. Actually, she's captive there. Emily Post would insist me most rude, for she disallows one call a ghost. Ghost. Like any caller coming to call, ghosts need proper introductions. Consider introduction made. Insert your name. Her name? Isabella. Pretty name, don't you think? Isabella abhors self-deprecation. Desperately glues together crumbling archaic buttons so my shirts, with pity party pleats of distortion, black sun buttonholes, do not fall from frightened hangers and be called muddled on the floor. So much blackness hurts hangers. They can't live. They crack. And Isabella is gasping for breath in my damp, dreary wardrobe. She wants out. She bolts the door, throws me naked on the floor of the ransacked closet, and demands I listen now. Hauntingly, she begins. You forgot what it feels like to costume yourself. You. You sought yourself from eyeless mannequins, and you purchased heartbeats from a toy store. Each palpitation was colored with perversions of others' judgments who live life on life support, allowing them to betray your breath and to define you. Ballerina flats adorned your feet, and a tool tutu did little to shield you from your war. Listen now. All is never lost. So lace up your combat boots, carve my name, Isabella, in flesh on your wrist. Grab your Uzi. I demand out. Finished. Done.
Very well done. I like your writing.
She wants out of the closet.
Okay.
She's tired.
What's the name of our ghost?
Isabella.
Isabella. Pretty name, don't you think?
It is. It's a very,
very beautiful name.
Are you not listening to me? I'm like,
no, I was
listening very well.
I'm like, she'll tell us in a moment. After her poem, I will
ask. I mean, it's bad enough there's no sound, but I mean, you know, it's light. I demand better light. You have to hear. You have to see something. Okay, guys, that was great. So is it like a time? Am I five? I'm five.
You're five. We're gonna
try and re-rack with new callers.
Okay. Alrighty then. So, we'll see if we can get through this time. How's that sound?
Awesome. Well, no, we're going to be doing all unique callers first. And then
I won't be a sloppy pig. No problem.
All right.
Okay. All right. I'll listen. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you, Andy.
Bye. Bye.
That was Andy on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Nice. You're right on top of that one.
I'm trying. I've got like four hands going, and it's just craziness.
Yeah. So,
you have a poem?
I do.
Something new? Something old? Something blue?
Well,
something different?
This is actually the newest actual poem I've written.
Uh-oh.
I wrote it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's not even published yet. I haven't released it because I wanted to keep the thoughts. And I don't know if you'd call this a poem, more of just random thoughts. A random thought on lunch break. This is a poem piece entitled Boredom's Bliss. What is with mankind? Their fascination with horror stories, the need to be frightened. Is it the rush of adrenaline? The momentary spike of energy? Is it the dropping feeling in your stomach? Maybe the hair raising on your arms. I used to be the same way, watching slasher movies, reading the macabre, finding snuff films on the internet. But I can say, beyond a shadow of a doubt, once you have lived it, once you have been stuck in horrific situations, the only thing you want is out. You strive for peace. You live for the serene. Ah, the bliss of day-to-day boredom. Bingo.
I like that.
That I went out for my lunch break, and I had my tablet and my pen that I use at work to write with. And these guys were talking about this horror story of something in California that happened. And I'm like, and the first lines came to me, and I'm like, okay, I'm writing this, I guess. I had a completely different thing in mind to write about, but yeah, whatever.
Wow. All right. Yeah.
All right. So let's re-rack them. This is going to be all unique callers. So
for anybody who can hear the stream clearly.
Yeah. If you've not called our show yet, you're going to want to dial 720-240-9766.
That is 720-240-9766.
Or you can use Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic, all one run-on word. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Doom, we did get one caller that segment, which means we trigger the return engagement.
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 This is so silly without Michael. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's definitely
not. Well, it's silly anyway, but.
Yeah. It's even sillier without Michael.
It is.
However, we have a great poet on the
line.
We
do.
And it's cool that she gets to be featured. She's the first caller. She's the last caller. She's the only caller for the segment. Please welcome, calling from Texas, she is JC.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I didn't know if I was going to get into the first part of the show.
Oh, you know, it's been one of those shows. Our streamer is not streaming. We need to get some big blue pills for our streamer. And... hopefully we can get it up and running tomorrow, next week. Sorry.
Some blue pills. Well, if that's what it takes.
Well, yeah, yeah. there are so many after dark moments that I can go to with that.
Yes.
And please don't. Okay. We can't afford that right now.
Okay. Well... I didn't know exactly. Being number one, I just, like, didn't have anything ready to read.
You're number one in my book always, but...
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, well, let me just get right to this so we can get to return engagement. The poem that I...
I'm sorry.
Oh, man, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're going to want to turn down your listening device because
that
was cracking.
That was really funny.
That was about a minute and a half delay on that, too.
I know, right? It is kind of, my phone probably is just looping it.
No, it's something that we're doing on our end, we're trying to figure out.
Okay, this poem is called Words Shattered Tomorrow's Yesterday and Left It Bleeding. Heart pieces mourn the advent of could have been, cutting if only with dull machete, bloodied mess, congealing in soupy puddles of memory, maggot words filter through consuming deadened flesh, revealing jagged wound edge, carrion lines, peck, 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 swallowing bitter larva before butterfly thoughts morph, holes, gaping holes, pulsing putrid potholes, decorated as minefields. Where are the hounds? Avoidance a futile act, only clots the blood until next words read, some hearts never beat as one. End poem. I have too many devices here. Trying to get y'all, I have two different devices, and I thought I had set it up, but evidently I didn't.
It's all right. It happens. You know, we all have our own tech issues we got to work with. But I enjoy hearing your work. I have to, I don't know if I told you this. Your voice reminds me of something that I've seen before. Are you still with me?
I don't know. Yes.
Your voice,
it
have
reminds
you
of something.
Yeah, have you seen
before?
Yeah, have you seen the show Friday Night Lights?
This piece?
No, your voice.
Oh.
Have you seen the show Friday Night Lights? Hello?
Hello?
Try again.
All right, one more time. Have you seen the show Friday Night Lights?
Yes.
You remind me of the coach's wife. Your voice reminds me of that.
It's that Texas thing, y'all.
That, you know what? Probably. And you just Texas'd it up for us, too, didn't you? JC, I look forward to hearing from you during the return engagement, which will be coming up very shortly.
Yeah, I've got to figure out what I'm reading for that one, too. But we'll see y'all in a bit.
Talk to you in a bit. That was JC on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right, I'm not going to share a poem this segment because we only had one caller, but I do have to share a memory. Okay. It came to me during JC's poem. Now, I say goodnight to Robert Mortland every time we close the show, normally. He and I used to hang out and do lots of bad stuff, chemical.
Yes.
And one time we were just out of our gourds on lysergic acid. Yeah. And I had this cantaloupe in my refrigerator, and I lived on the third floor. He's like, wonder what would happen if we throw it out your window. I'm like, it'd be kind of like throwing a human skull out my window. Well, then...
You went that direction
with
it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And as it splattered on the pavement below, both of us looked at each other like, oh. Yeah. It was that crazy. That real of a moment. But... I did a poem for, basically, I read a poem and posted it on my SoundCloud this week that was something I wrote that Robert Mortland named, and it brought back some memories, and I was just like, wow. So, check out my SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/JTodUnderhill, or if you don't like me, it's SoundCloud.com//JTodUnderhill until he is no more.
Just a little morbid.
I know.
That.
I'm sorry.
Shall we load him up?
Let's load him. If you haven't called the show, or if you haven't called the show ever and you're just wanting to test the waters, now is the perfect time. 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
As always, you can use Skype. ID World Poetry Open Mic, all one run-on word. Welcome back to the radio show that's like an Ernest Hemingway punch to the face of a lion. It's World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Hey, that still works.
Did he actually punch a lion? I think he did, didn't he?
I don't know, but I know who almost did with a bow staff.
Ooh, no, that was a mountain lion.
It's still a lion.
Well, no, they're two different creatures, really. I don't even know if they're even close to the same genus. I don't think they're stretching it just a little bit.
Wait, they gotta be part of the same genus. They're a cat. They're a feline.
Well, that's true. But let's just give credit where credit's due. He was going to a martial arts class, so he just happened to have that bow staff with him.
You know, as luck would have it, yes. But
Michael's
I'm telling
here to talk about it.
Freaking awesome still.
Yeah.
I mean, he took down a mountain lion. Okay, maybe not, but scared it off. Whatever. And my football coach pinned a wrestling bear twice.
So are you making the stretch that Michael Amade is the Ernest Hemingway of Colorado Springs?
Maybe. I think so.
He is the man that put rad in Colorado.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Wow.
All right. Enough of that. Let's go to the poets.
Let's
hold
make
off
sure
for
we're
just
all
a moment.
Connected.
Yeah.
And everything is set. And
all right.
I think, okay, so we have seven of them.
Seven?
Seven.
All right. So let's go to caller one. Someone we haven't heard from tonight, so it's a new caller for the show, mm-hmm. but she's called several times other shows. Please welcome Juanita.
Okay. I've got a poem called The Pebble.
All right.
And it says, I am the stone cast in the River Grand. I skipped on the surface, chopping the stillness and darkness. Slicing the tension, I was moved. Even though a tiny pebble am I, lying on the beach, soaking the sun, drenching the salt, buffing the colors of a rainbow, I am. And though small, here I exist in the tiniest of spaces. Unnoticed until someone picked me up and cast me to the river, where I made movements that affected many, made quite a show, made circular waves that traveled far, cast a shadow, flew through the air, and the light shone brightly, a most beautiful rainbow. Once I existed, until God gave me wings to fly. But for one moment, I was alive, making waves so beautiful. And that's dedicated to all the aborted babies.
Thank you, Juanita. It's a subject that hits close, really close to home with me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
That was Juanita from Texas on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. You know, I'm pretty much straightforward and genuine on the air, and I'm going to out us that before each show, we say a prayer. And we ask that God provide the callers passage through that they want their message heard. And that blows my mind that Juanita were to share that tonight with as close as to my household as it hits. Wow. We ready for caller number two? Please welcome from Kentucky, he is Philip.
Howdy again, fellers.
Hey, brother, how are you? Happy Friday the 13th.
It certainly seems like it, doesn't it?
No, it is a Friday the 13th.
Absolutely right. But yes, just as the bad omens of the Friday the 13th, indeed. But if this is the worst of these little technical glitches, then I think we all should count our blessings. It could always be worse.
Right. We always have to count our blessings, no matter which fingers we use.
Oh, I agree, sir. I remind myself of that daily as best as I can.
Yes.
Well, it seems like you guys are in pretty good spirits, and I think that's great. And I hope you guys got some more callers. Did we get more than five, if I might ask?
No, this is it. This is the return engagement. We are done after this.
Well, I know
portion.
It's the return engagement. Did we get more than five?
Oh, yeah, we cleared seven.
All right, good, excellent. That makes me happy. I mean, I think you're finding out who your diehard fans are who hang with it, you know, even despite the glitches and et cetera. So,
we have diehard fans? I didn't even know Bruce Willis listened. Totally kidding. Oh, totally man. Kidding.
Getting sure. I'll always carry a spare drum kit with me, right?
Yeah. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay, brother. Anyway.
Indeed. You guys are ready for some good grub, aren't you? Are you guys going out tonight, or is it...
JT is. I have an appointment with a hobbit after this, so I'm going straight home.
Okay. Okay. Well, I hope you have a good meal, JT. And I'm again, appreciative of your invitation, J. Todd. You keep the World Poetry Open Mic going, and that always makes me... happy. So indeed, I will get to it and get out of the way so some other poets can read.
All right,
here we go. Short title for a long poem, reasonably long. Minimalist synopsis of the human condition, written in a mildly pedantic voice. And I will admit, pedantic enough to make me almost not want to read it. I'm like, who is writing this? But at any rate, here we go. Limited by this pompous human speech, lulled around our diseased mouths, spat with a serpent's mercurial tongue, forked between persuasive enticements and gentrified untruths, inveigling bodies and draped in their seashell pink innocence, devoured with haste, oysters and pearls digested the same in bellies of lust. By day, we tell humorous canards, embroidered about our public affects, worn like 17th century masks. Philosophy throughout history rails, woos, and reasons with all. Science longs to own and patent it. dole it out for a price the way Catholics pawned eternal promises and reliquaries to mud-spattered, dung-scented peasants indebted to their feudal lords, both near and afterlife afar. Ideas strewn about midnight minefields, illumined briefly by the irony of explosions. Epiphanies burn alarms when awareness straddles tenuous wakefulness and its antithesis. Monies wasted on puerile desires, polished coins, honed phrases of pith chiseled above graven pits. Wading into dusklit dreams, uncertain where the subconscious depths of violence and vendetta rest, these unmentioned nether places, secure in daily reticence, now encountered as one treads above penumbrous denial, halfway between vaulted ideals and the nadir, the unmerciful, the sociopathic cruel. And there it is, fellers.
Holy crap. Did you just say penumbrous denial?
I did indeed, yes.
Oh,
penumbrous.
My...
Penumbrous, yes, denial. Is that the word of the day?
Well, no, it's not the word of the day, but back I was filling in on a friend's show where I was interviewing someone, and we were playing a game that announcers play where you try to slip words in to the conversation in a nonchalant way, and my word was penumbra. And I did it so craftfully that the guest knew it was coming, had no clue it was coming at that moment, and he looked at me like, that fit perfectly. Yes.
Well, no, that makes me feel like, you know, I'm back in Pee Wee's Playhouse, and it's the word of the day. The number of,
you know. No, you know what? Wait till you hear what the word of the day is tomorrow. Thank God we're not on the air, because that's a bit after dark.
Save it for, yes, the first of, what are we going into now? June. So
the first week of June, we will have the word of the day for you.
Great. All right.
And it rhymes with malice.
Well, I really
anyway.
And, the kindness. And you guys have a wonderful evening and a great weekend. And thank you so much for having me back. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Philip. We look forward to hearing from you next week. That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. I think that actually got missed because of how quick I said that.
Hey, you crack yourself up, don't you?
I do on occasion, and this is one of those nights where I have to crack myself up, or I'm going to cry because our broadcaster's not working.
It's doing something weird. I'm sorry.
You know what'll make my night better?
What?
If we hear from Cynthia again.
I think I can arrange that.
Okay. Cynthia, are you with us?
Hi, I'm right here.
Ah, you sound like you're right next to us.
Sorry, what?
You sound like you're right next to us, in a room with us, basically.
Ah, that's awesome. Okay. So,
I want to take a moment before you start your poem. Thank you for being the spirit that you are, and thank you for lightening up my life during the week. Thank you.
Oh, I love being part of this community.
It is a great community. All our poets are amazing.
Yeah, I think you've done an incredible job, not just bringing poetry to people through the world, but in creating a safe space and building community for poets and listeners. So this is an amazing show.
Thank you. And I know you're going to share something amazing with us, right?
So, yeah, I have a poem from one of my very favorite poets who I met on this show. This is a cover of Barbara Ehrentrud's Temporary Garment, one of the poems I really love by her. She deals so much with grace through loss, I think. So this is Temporary Garment by Barbara Ehrentrud. For a while, happiness flew away. The free spirit inside of me ceased to exist and was replaced with an antiquated version, a crone with stringy hair and frowning mouth. Sadness weighed her down as if she were carrying a mountain of sorrow. She ruled my days with her bouts of tears and sad reminiscences of a man no longer here. Sweet remembrances of him filled my days and pushed sleep from my nights. I struggled with this persona, slipping out of it to greet the outer world, yet don the presence once more in the private world of my own space. All the while trying each day to move the weight of the sadness she carried, until finally one day I found I could slip off this version of sadness and remain at peace, for I had discovered my happiness had lived inside of me all this time, protected by the cushion of comfort my mind had conceived. I had not lost it. Instead, it had been misplaced under all of the misery of my sorrowful self, who could now be dissolved. For I had found my freedom, and with it came the renewal of my happy self. Though the sadness lived inside of me, I no longer needed to parade it as if it were my only garment. End poem.
As always, well read, and Barbara, well written. Very well done.
Isn't that beautiful? I love the last two lines. I no longer needed to parade it as if it were my only garment.
Yeah.
Those lines just blew me away. I saw it in her blog, and I've been practicing reading it all day. I'm just so inspired by the way she deals with real sorrow and real grief, but transforms it into something, into real beauty. You know?
Yeah.
And I love the advice that you gave about her book. I think you said Finding Yourself. It was, I think she has her book coming out, Losing the Love of My Life.
Yes.
And Finding Myself.
Yeah.
I love the duality of what she's captured in her work.
Yes. And it's so true. She's come out of her shell so much since finding our show, even. I was like, holy cow. So I'm very glad that you shared her piece.
Thank you.
That was Cynthia on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Wow. You know what? We should probably just bring on the poet that wrote that last piece. Let's go ahead and go straight to Barbara. Barbara, are you with us?
Hello.
Hello, you're with us.
Yeah, I am.
Cynthia,
I am.
Drove that poem home. Well done.
I wanted to hear it. I can't wait to hear it on the archive.
It'll be up tomorrow.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, she really loved it, so I said, sure, you know, go ahead.
She did an amazing job, too.
I was very excited that she did. Okay, I have a poem. I think it comes from 2012. I think it's perfect for tonight. It's about fading. It's about day. It's called Day Fades.
All right.
The sun spreads its tired face all over the sky in brilliant reds and oranges, with a few dabs of purple and lavenders blending, blotting out the blue of the sky, inviting the impetuous night to peek over the clouds as the sun descends, rubbing its eyes, and makes way for the moon's stunning arrival. And the water reflects the faded glory of the sun's spectacular reign. As one more day closes and folds itself, as one more day ceases, and the sun rests on the horizon, then disappears, 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 disappears. End poem.
I love the imagery in that piece, and I think you've actually inspired me to write a poem.
What'd you say?
I said I love the imagery in your piece, and
okay,
I think you've inspired me to write a poem. It brought up something. I've got to mull over the words that came to my head, and we'll see what happens and what hits my template at home.
Oh, fantastic. I inspired you. That's wonderful.
You always inspire me, Barbara.
With a four-year-old poem, too.
You know, that happens sometimes. People read Poe now and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm inspired to try this. So you're going to be one of those
poets.
I'm
really happy. Yeah, that 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 particular sunset really did inspire me. It was great. So glad it inspired you too. I was able to.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. If I do get it out onto paper sometime this weekend or out onto computer, I will tag you in it to where you can read it or at least direct you in that
Fantastic.
Direction.
Fantastic. Please do.
Okay.
Definitely. So many people tag me that I don't put on my page, but...
No, I wouldn't want it on your page. What I'll do is I'll post it on my page, and I'll just put your name to where you can say, oh, yeah, this is the one.
Yeah, that would be great.
Awesome.
Okay, so I'll see you guys next week.
Next week. Hopefully, Michael will be with us. We do have one more week until we have a week off.
He's had a lot of health problems, and my heart goes out to him because that's not easy to go through. Going back into the hospital and having to go into the ER and all that stuff. And I went through that with someone and it wasn't fun. And I just hope that he can, you know, he's younger and he'll bounce back, you know.
Well, we have it on good authority. Now, mind you, I'm paraphrasing what was said by the doctor, but he's as strong as a horse. That's all he said.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't supposed to mention that on the air. Barbara, thank you for calling our show.
You're welcome. And guys, I did miss the show entirely tonight, so I will be listening in the archives if I can.
Awesome. Thank you, Barbara.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll talk to you next week. Okay, bye.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. That I've got that wording going through my head. I got totally distracted there. Sorry.
Do you need a piece of paper and a pen?
No. It can wait till I get home. Or I may not go home. I may go find a coffee shop somewhere and actually pin that one out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Mr. Underhill may not be going home. Anyway, we do have a couple more callers before that may or may not happen. Do. Please welcome from California, she is Boston.
Hey.
Hey, welcome back to our show.
Well, welcome. We are over here feverishly trying to type and keep each other company as we're, like, listening to nothing. I'm so sorry.
No.
It's so sad.
It happens on occasion, and we know we've got problems going on. It's been alerted to us several times. We're working on it.
We love you that much that we're still here.
Yes, I know. You guys are amazing.
I know, aren't we, though?
You're
well,
a
you
great
guys
family.
Are, too. Just so you know. Okay, this is that one. It's kind of spicy, but it's metaphorical, so I don't have anything bad in it.
Okay.
But let me give you what she, because she knows I'm crazy. So she said you can use one or both of these prompts, and of course I used them all. It's a who, what, when, where, and how. So these are my choices. A shot girl serving shots at a strip club and or a nymphomaniac, ghost, spirit, goddess, a limo and chandelier, or 2 a.m. and 3 days, I should say and, a drugstore, a celebrity's house, and why, and then how. So I use all those.
All right.
Okay? It's convoluted, but anyway. It's called Ben Franklin's Reap No Peace, and peace like action, not peace like calm. Deviant sexual desires born of ravenous pyres flirts among the aisles of coveted sheets. Roll call ensues to rid weeping frustrations deep. Searching for any action down beneath. Wandering pasties were the hiccup of device, formidably forgetting his chauffeur's advice. Banked decision to pour some sugar on three. Lucidity failed as the House of Blues wailed, wee, wee, wee. Death cocktails, ghostly spells, corrections pills, steered careers of convicted drivers, seasoned swells behind smoked indiscretions, dried up wells. Lengthy erections, wheeled pantless ejections, trickled tricks unreleased. The time slowly ticked away, the compromise spills,
of one's 2 a.m. early morning rising, aspiring frills. Dribbles its freedom 3 days coming, the potent stroke, electors jolt, pointless, puny poke. Hostess pleasure shot his measures, center stage, redemption pulled with twirls, as Motley Crue celebrity connection, fragrance, affection, girls, girls, girls of heated intervention. Thundering his quake of spinning illusions, asunder delusions of wayward confusion, sipping the limes too many times, bragging and begging for babies bottom up, praying to score a juicy conclusion. Dingles his dongle from the jungle of jingles, twinkles poised on a crystallized swing, eruption seeing cashmere out of key. Pimping for suction, rescue on bended knee. Your place or mine is hardly the clue, as the partings of ways cease, yet still cynically bruise. And the alarm of a lifetime plays its assist, blue as it were, all balled up, fills to insist. The lengthy ride of adventure finds a way to Madame Claude's brothel up on Blueberry Hill. The feast of plenty lies in a plate of pied cherry, crusty Will's, Ben Franklin's wadded $100 bills. Sadly, not enough to pay his slave as they waited for him to regain his game throned, deboned of thrills. And poem. It was like a plate full of metaphors.
Yes, it was.
And I know.
I liked it.
And I put all the songs in there. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you, but oh well. All the songs in there that are like for strippers. So Cherry Pie and Cashmere and, you know, Girls, Girls. No. Anyway, it's kind of fun.
Yes.
Anyway, that was it. Yeah.
Well, I thank you for sharing that piece. I got a lot of the references. I love the musical references.
Yeah, did you like the chandelier?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'll let you go to number six.
Number six. All right. That was Boston on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And we're going to do it live, aren't we?
We're going to have to. Apparently Annette dropped by accident.
She dropped. Fine, we'll do it live then. Annette, are you with us?
I got disconnected.
Awesome. Welcome back. Welcome back. That was my very poor
turn?
Bill. Yes, it's your turn.
I'm number six, right?
That is you.
Okay. This is kind of frustrating, I'm sure, for you guys tonight.
Very.
Whatever are you talking about? I'm totally kidding. Yes, it's very frustrating for us.
How many people are after me? I know Janet's seven.
Yeah, and she is number seven, and that's the last one.
Okay. And then are you guys done for the night, or?
Well, define done. If you mean done broadcasting, yes. If you mean not doing anything else, I still might go out and write after Barbara's poem.
Okay.
And I've only been up since 4 this morning, so, you know, done is a relative term.
You've had a long day then.
No, not really. not if we're on Carillion time. I mean, that means nothing.
Well, 4 a.m. your time would be 3 a.m. my time.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, which I used to have those hours, but not anymore. Okay. I have two poems here, and I can't really decide which one I'm going to read. So I'm going to tell you the title and let you pick. Okay. Well, you know, I'm starting to lose track of what I've read on here before.
It doesn't matter. You can repeat, and we'll let the half-squatch, the haiku master, choose the poem by the title.
Okay. Okay, so I have Walk With Me, and I have Dismal.
Walk With Me.
Walk With Me. Okay. Let me get it up here. Okay, here we go. You already know the title, Walk With Me. If you're brave, walk with me down a path full of twists and turns, mud-laden, rust-covering yellow brick roads, smoldering with crumbled hot coals, spread out like
butter on toast. Choose not to, and I'll still walk this path of mysterious adventures, letting this ride carry me far off to a different place, another era, one not discovered, fresh as linen hung by clothespins on twine. Let not angst take authority over oneself, or what lies ahead may die from a lack of gallantry to endeavor. And the story. You know what?
Yes.
I think I read that one before.
I think you did too, but it's all right. You can repeat on our show. You're welcome to.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to start keeping track of these.
Well, mark it up on the corner of the sheet. No, and then
that ruins the poem. No, keep a list.
Oh,
start
I'm
an
sorry.
Excel spreadsheet because our Excel master here wouldn't think of that.
You guys are funny.
And the funny thing is, he really is. He's like the Excel spreadsheet master, and start ticking the corners.
I have no idea how to do that stuff.
See?
I can do a little word, but Excel, forget it.
Well, then you just do a little word, hit the bullet points to where it says numbers.
Well, then you can keep track for me then. How about that?
That would be a serious undertaking.
Then everybody would want that.
Yes, yeah. And then we'd have to go back and do all of our archives, and I don't think we have time for that, really, to be honest. We're too busy doing other really cool stuff. You know,
yeah.
Like counting our penny collection.
That's right.
I've got one.
You guys are funny.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'll let you get to Janet, and you guys have a good evening, and I'll probably call in next Friday.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I hope you call in next Friday. Yeah. And I don't care if you repeat a piece again. Call in next Friday. Share something with us.
You guys are going to be around next Friday, right?
Next Friday for sure. The following Friday, probably not.
So the 20th, yes.
The 20th, yes. The 27th, we might be running a best of.
You might be going where?
Doing a best of show so we can stay away from the studio for 1 week.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you got to give yourself a break.
Well, yeah, a lot of people don't know this. JT and I have been friends for 20 years.
Yeah.
And he gets tired of my ass hanging around his house. And he's like, get the hell out of here. Go do something other than radio.
You don't want callers like me driving you nuts all the time.
No. That's not it at all. He's just tired of my bipolar butt sitting around his house.
Pop a pill.
Exactly. He's like, can you at least take a Xanax before you come over?
Something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other really dirty drugs that could be better, I guess.
I know all about them.
Are you a nurse?
I'm not bipolar, but I have, I'm clinically depressed and I have anxiety. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know.
Although I'm not depressed. Now
that's a good thing. I cycle, and you know, sometimes I write a lot of depressing poetry, sometimes I write a lot of energetic poetry. It just depends.
Right Yeah, I know a couple people are bipolar. They have manic episodes, and then they have episodes where they're down. Yeah
I found a cure for the manic episodes, a really good cure for the manic episodes, but we're not going to go into that because it's only legal here and there. And that's it.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
I can't do it, though, with my job.
My boss expects it with my job. Let's just call it what it is. God, I hope he's not listening.
I'll lose my job if I do that. So.
Yeah. Annette, thank you for calling our show.
Thank you for having me on, you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.
That was Annette on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. There's a reason why they call this stuff in the couch. Because once you use it, you're in the couch.
You're stuck in the couch.
Yeah, that's what they use to make that relaxment stuff that I was using.
Uh-huh.
I'm still using it just when I'm in a really bad manic phase.
Okay.
And
too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works. It works incredibly well.
Okay.
And my wife's like, And I'm like, I know. Wished I'd known about it sooner.
Well, yeah, but.
Because, you know, you and her were the ones that got me through the whole getting off the synthetic medication, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know what she goes through, dealing with the mania and me being up all hours of the night and excited about everything. And,
Which is hilarious, but at the same time, I'm like, whoo.
Yeah, but, you know, it's hilarious for like the first day or two.
Yeah.
And then after about week three, she's like, would you do something about this? So I'm like,
Your wife truly is a saint.
She truly is. She truly is. I am very blessed.
Yes, you are.
All right.
We got one more, buddy.
One more. We're going to make it to the end of the show. Please welcome from Texas, she is JC.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Welcome back to our show.
Yeah, I've made it back, so.
I've got to say, it's very cool. You rounded out our unique caller segments, and then you come back and round out our return engagement. It was like a preordained thing, isn't it?
Well, you know, there's one more person that would like to get in, if you can get him in.
Are you talking about someone from Missouri that keeps calling our show, but we're already on the air? Eh.
Yeah.
We will try. If he keeps calling, we'll try and slide him in. How about that?
Okay. All right.
Somebody let him know in the chat room that we're going to go live with him after you. How about that? All right.
You do it.
All right.
Okay.
So what do you have for us?
This is one that I was going to read last week when I had trouble getting in. And so then we did the doorknob thing, and so it didn't happen. But this is an older poem of mine that was written in 2003, and it's called Springtime in Texas. Springtime has erupted, new life everywhere, with a fine chartreuse film that floats through the air. The live oaks are blooming along with golden mesquite. The scents of renewal are verdant and sweet. Chameleon fields that change overnight, a plethora of color, an artist's delight. Yellow so bright it blinds the eyes, covers the hills like a huge sunshine tide. Pastures of green and wild onion white deceive the perceptions with flowered highlights. Black and white calves frolic and play through the myriad of colors on display. Seas of Indian paintbrushes in brash scarlet red. A butt pink morning primrose gently lifting its head. Kaleidoscope gallardia next to wine-colored flocks. Mad impressionist nature has pulled out the stalk. Painting great Texas with colors galore, then deciding to add just one color more. And up shoots the bonnets in startling blue, our state's flower emblem I salute with a chew. The end. People from the north, some of them didn't get that last line. And I'm like, oh, if you live in the south where we have a ton of pollen, you would get it.
Yeah. So
there's a saying here that if you didn't have allergies before, if you move to our area, within 3 years, people develop new allergies that have never had them
really
in their lifetime. We live close enough to the coast that you get the molds, and then we get every pollen imaginable here. They come from y'all in Colorado. They sweep down, and then we've got the mesquite and everything else. It's just a mess here.
You know what, JC? I lived in Texas. I lived on the western part of Texas for a while, and I had no allergies until I moved to Colorado.
And then he got an allergy to cottonwood trees.
That dry range out there, I don't know, but
so weird.
I'm closer to the coast, so
yeah.
Here, you know, we have tons of oak and pecan and the mesquite, and it's just all of it just keeps going and keeps going.
Mm. How come I never saw any of that when I went to Texas? I went to Texas and I'm like, let's just keep going to Kansas.
You must have just missed it, or we'd had a good rain to wash it away.
And we didn't hit deep into Texas. We only went to Dalhart. So it really was just Colorado South.
Yeah. So yeah, no, that doesn't really count.
No, that's more like Eastern New Mexico is where we were at.
I'm kind of weird. I don't count anything above I-10 or west of 35 as Texas.
Oh. JT's like, oh, darn it.
My heart's a little broken, JC. It's okay.
Oh, okay. So sorry.
It's okay.
Well, okay. Well, I got to go a little bit west because of the hill country, but I don't know. My daughter went to school in Tulsa, and when we and her boyfriend is from East Texas, and when I go up there, I am like, this is not Texas anymore. These people are different. They look different.
It's kind of like in the United States. You have the North and South of Texas. You have the North and South. So, JC, thank you for calling our show. I look forward to hearing from you next week.
Yes. If I can get in, I'll be here.
Awesome. All right. And we will talk to you sometime between now and then on the online chat forum, too.
Okay.
Or I might drop in on Kinky Ink and say something very disturbing. Who knows?
Everything is disturbing there.
Yeah. But it's me, so you know it might be.
Drop in anytime.
All right. That was JC on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. All right. We're going to do this one live, only because he's been calling us repeatedly.
Well, if he calls now
yeah,
that
he dropped, and we're just waiting for him to ring back.
Hopefully. Okay. See if I can do this.
See, this is why we don't do this once we start into a segment, because it's rough.
Well, there he is.
There we go. All right. So, please welcome from Missouri, he is Sinister Spittle.
Yes.
Hey, you're back with part number two, right?
Yeah. And sorts. I mean, yeah, they go hand in hand. Let me... Broken rings. You are the astringent to the good in me, a cesspool of broken dreams I bathe in. Your atrocious attacks driving me under, high atop your corroded pedestal you mock, hate seeping. You are the gas leak that turns the dead alive, rank and dissolving flesh and spirit touch. Steeped am I in your battlement, contused, lie broken upon the already ruined foundations, loathing you. It is passion that I'm a slave of, omnipotent service, basking in flesh-filled thirst, like a pubescent adolescent consumed by the only power I have over you, dispense it. If only the strength of my shaft could split your attitude, epitome, stature. Is it futile, my mental destruction you embrace, crush, caressed by obscure contradictions and theft, cyclonic. Softly now and dying is the warmth that once was me, exhausted by the confounded complacency to keep peace, tattered ribbons. The showing of decay is a picture rated NC-17, yet all viewing. Your best, my dear, is always when a crowd is held captive by you, ducking all to escape the floundering of pure nuttery, bound lunacy. Shattered are we now, yet embedded in tactless substance, pathetic we. Frozen moments brought by silent atrophy, the silence brought by dimming of occasions. Continuously patchy quilts to keep warm, broken is the ring that binds us, ribbons fill the gap.
Very well done, my friend. I'm glad we got you in for the return on that one.
What? I'm sorry?
I said I'm glad we got you in for the return on that one, for the payoff on the two-part poem.
I definitely am, too. It's kind of invigorating to start doing this, and I never did it. You know, the whole time I've been writing, I've never read my poetry out to anybody besides my wife. So it's been quite an experience.
Well, we're glad to have you, and you're welcome anytime you want to share something.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. You guys have a good night.
Have a good night. That was Sinister Spittle on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. So.
You're going to round it out?
I'm going to round it out. I thought it was rather synchronous that Barbara Reed sounds something from 2014 and then
2012
and someone else reads someone from the past.
Uh-huh.
I told you this before the show, but I'll share with everybody. I was cleaning out my email box where I dump my poetry if I'm out and about.
Yeah.
And there's other stuff that comes to it, so it's not like though that's the only thing that goes there. So I'm looking through it, and I'm like, oh, hey, there's a poem from 2004 that I haven't moved into my computer or put anywhere. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of weird. And then I scroll down further and clean it a little more out, and I'm like, oh, hey, there's a poem from 2013 that I haven't moved into my computer.
Wow.
So there were two just hidden poems laying in my computer that we're going to do one of those. We're going to do the one from 2014.
Sweet.
And as you remember, because we were doing a show, 2013, I was spending a lot of my summer driving because I just needed to put my head back together, basically.
Yeah, you were.
And this is a poem called A Traveled Poet, and it's about pretty much all of my adventures that summer. I miss the rain in Miles City, driving through there with my wife and daughter. Months down the road, it finally hit me, like the cool droplets of water. I miss the quiet Hallam, Nebraska nights, when my manic life slowed for a bit. Something in which my mind delights, sharing in brews and relaxation as we sit. I miss the balmy Warland night in July, searching for the ice cream shop that was not. The city partying as we wondered why the music was loud and the night air was hot. I miss the plaza in Santa Fe, watching the people shop as I wrote, enjoying the buskers as they play, lavishing in every single note. I miss the Sherman County dirt track and the fried chicken on which we dined, showing all of the willpower that I lack, deep-fried Snickers, what a glorious find. I miss running around with my blushing bride, a summer spent like back when we were young, from spring to fall, feeling so free inside, running around in the hot summer sun. And that was A Traveled Poet by yours truly.
It's a nice poem.
Thank you. Yeah. I got to say, those deep fried Snickers. Oh, my goodness, dude. And then we go back. We go back looking for the deep fried Snickers.
Uh-huh.
And the dirt track had released their contract with the concessions provider and hired somebody new that did not do that. I'm like,
bummer.
My heart broke just a little bit.
Just a little.
Just a tiny bit. But that'll do it for the show.
Yes, Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. Whew. And only to be followed and capped off by Saturday the 14th. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, rent the movie sometime. You'll like it. All right. For Michael, who's usually on my left-hand side, but I'm sure he's probably listening, for JT and myself, we want to thank you for tuning in. We urge you to tune in next week. We are working on our sound problems. Good night, Robert Mortlin, wherever you're at.